Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JRS Midday News for Tuesday, May 1. Coming up, Prime Minister satisfied with steps taken to realize economic growth, government to revise funding policy for the University of the West Indies, and the NWA begins reconstruction of the ferries to Macfield Roadway in Westmoreland. The news in detail after the break.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everywhere. Everyone's business.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he is satisfied with the steps government has taken to revise its approach to achieving economic growth. While acknowledging that the economy is growing slower than anticipated, Mr. Holness says he is confident the country is on the right track.
We're doing the things that are necessary, and we're not hoping for growth to happen organically. We are actually identifying the creativity, the innovativeness, and we are giving it support to develop that into entrepreneurism that will grow, employ people, and create the prosperity that we need.
The Prime Minister was speaking recently at the closing ceremony for the two-year pilot phase of the Innovation Grant from New Ideas to Entrepreneurship Ignite project and the launch of Phase 2. Ignite is administered by the Development Bank of Jamaica and provides grant funding support for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Will Reid is reporting that regional governments, including Jamaica, have agreed to revise the funding policy for the University of the West Indies. He says the current 80-20 model is unsustainable and there has to be a re-engineering of how the tertiary sector is funded in order to ensure more qualified students are able to pursue a college education. The government currently funds 80% of the economic cost for tuition fees at the University of the West Indies. Is UWI, while students pay 20%.
What we are committed to is to ensure that students across the region are not disenfranchised. We also are going to be insisting that those students commit to contribute to the development of our societies.
Minister Reid was speaking at a press conference held at the ministry's office in Kingston on Monday. The National Works Agency has begun reconstruction of the ferries to Macfield Roadway in Westmoreland. The $25 million project will involve the widening of the 14-kilometer roadway and improvement in the drains and pedestrian walkways. Communication and Customer Service Manager at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says the driving lanes on the roadway will be widened to roughly 3.65 meters and hard shoulders will be added to facilitate persons pulling off the road.
One of the things that we seek to do is to provide sidewalks, because we know you have a lot of children who walk to and from school. You have persons who are able-bodied walking to and from school, and you have persons who are disabled. Drainage features, these are going to be improved.
The road reconstruction project is being executed under the Major Infrastructure Development Program and is being undertaken by China Harbor Engineering Company Limited. And Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audley Shaw is encouraging local horticulturalists to take advantage of the commercial opportunities in the international market. Mr. Shaw says among these opportunities are landscaping and decorating in the hotel industry and residential developments.
We need to take that step to seek to isolate a number of our flowers that are unique to Jamaica and turn it into an industrial export commodity so that we can create jobs and earn and some great profit from it.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at the opening ceremony of the recently held Jamaica Horticultural Society's Flower Show in Hope Pastures, Kingston. The event, held under the theme Nature's Beauty, Our Duty, showcased a variety of endemic species of flora and fauna and agricultural products from over 90 vendors and exhibitors. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.